Page Lamed, Torah Or VeYeshev. Let's finish up the Maimer. Okay, the last thing the Alter Rebbe is explaining, now we can understand about Chanukah. After he explained all the Avedas and the Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah and the Ketores, and the Korbanos, and all the various different things, the Chalev, the Dam. So he says, now we can understand Chanukah is a level of Chinuch. What is Chinuch? You give the child things to entice them to be able to learn and daven and do all the good things. So he says, in the Korbanos, like it says, Nara Yisi Gamzakanti, it's a level of Sar Shel Esav. And Yaakov is a level, like he says, Shemaktano Rochel. Hey Katan is a level of Malchus. Hey is Malchus, the second letter of Hashem's name. It's Katan. And therefore, you have to bring, Yaakov is a level of Mavrich Men HaKotze LaKotze. And in order to bring this level of Elokus down through Korbanos, so you needed, so to speak, a push from above. What was the push from above? The Korbanos of the Nesiim. The Nesiim's Korbanos, because they were the above all the other Jews, so they brought down in their level of Kadosh Kesef, they brought more Korbanos than the Jews did in the Chanukah Samizbeach, and therefore they were able to bring down this level of Kedusha that Korbanos normally brings down. They're able to bring it down in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Now, he said, that was the inyav of the Greeks. The Greeks wanted, they didn't care about killing Jews. They wanted the Jews to forget them. They wanted the Jews to write on a keren of a shor and the horn of an ox, Ein lochem chelek v'lokei Yisrael, you have no part of Hashem. So he says, like, how does that keren of a shor get in here? So he writes that the shor of the Merkava, right, the ox in Hashem's throne, that's the source of the Nefesh Olekis of the Jew. It's also the source of the Nefesh Abamis of the Goy. Now, the difference is, the Nefesh Olekis of the Jew gets from the Pneumius of the Shor of the Merkava. It's a behemoth, that's the Nefesh Abamis. But that gets from the Pneumius of the Shor, and the Goyim, on the other hand, get only from the Chitonius, the Shmarim, the sediment, the junk. And therefore, he says, it says like this, Lochein, therefore, because the Yidden come from the shard of the Merkava, therefore they're able to lift up the Merkava with the Adon, which is the level of Alokus and Afshalokis, and on, they're able to elevate it up. So he says, Vayivanim, about six lines before the end of the paragraph. And he says like this, Vayivanim, this kind of Yisrael, the Yivanim were actually jealous of the Jews, that the Jews could accomplish this level. The Aveda of the Jew with their Nefesh Abamis in Gashmiistic world, Dafka the Neshama coming down into a Nefesh Abamis, can, like we learned before, only down here can it elevate and reveal a level of Okus that upstairs they can't. Right? Because it's a Chiddush, like we learned, it's a uniqueness that in a body you do mitzvahs, that's something unique. But also, Shegam Yisoy Yichtva Keren Asher, what the Greeks wanted is interesting. They wanted the Jews also only to get from the external level of the shor. And that's why they told them to write on the horn of the shor. The horn of the shor is not the pnimis, not the life of the shor. It's outside of it, external. You can cut off the horn, they don't die. I mean, they still live. It's very external level. That's what the Greeks wanted. They wanted the Jews not to get from the pneumius level of the shor that has the ability to elevate the throne. They wanted the Jews to write on the horn of a shor, meaning we want you to get your chayis, your nourishment from the external level like we do. And that's what they wanted. You don't have a chelek in that level, meaning you don't have a chelek in the pneumius, only from the chitainius. And the Yidden were very weak spiritually, and there were few, and they were very weak. Meaning not only few in numbers, few in the Yiddishkeit. Nevertheless, they were Mason Nefesh on this level. They they're able to rebring a higher level of Elokus like before the Greeks decreed. That's the level of Chanukah, which is called Matana Meruba, a big gift. Hamshachas Kaveh Yeshua, which is the hat of salvation. In other words, it's interesting. The hat of salvation, the Alter Rebbe explained before, is Yeshua Shin Ayin. The hat is the level that brings down the 370 Erdos of Kedusha. That's also similar to a horn. It's also on top of the head. But the Jews, the Greeks wanted the Jews to get their chayas also from the external level. They should be equal to them.
Did they know this?
The Greeks knew this. Or the Nisham, the Malach knew it.
Oh,
so yeah.
They were not that educated in spiritual.
They were extremely educated in Torah knowledge. They were very brilliant, culturally, you know. It was like Lahavdil, not Lahavdil, like the Germans were in World War II. They were the epitome of knowledge.
What did they know?
No, they're talking about the Malach that's in charge of them knew that. And that's why the beginning of the Maimon Al Rebbe said, what is this level of Halol Vahido, Halol and Alanisim, that they instituted in this Yom Tov? He says, because Halol Lashon Shvach, it means praising, and also Behilu Nerei, meaning illuminating, elevating the flame. So Hallel means praising Hashem, with the simple meaning. It also means illuminating the light, elevating the light. Because how does praise get to elevating? Obviously, if the both meanings are in the same word, they have a connection. So he says, because whenever you praise somebody, that midah that you're praising becomes revealed. She ashba ma'ayin and some milus of midas shebe lotzis mehelim legilu. In other words, like this: when you praise somebody that they're smart or generous or whatever, so obviously you can't create a talent if it's not there. But if it's there, you can awaken it. Sometimes it's not revealed. The person could have a good head, but he's not using it. When you praise them, then they start using it. They actually reveal the wisdom that they have.
That's why
we say halal. What's it? And that's what, like that we learned that Tzemach Tzedek explains, the whole mitzvah of halal and Derech Mitzvecha, the famous question that we learned many times. Hashem doesn't have an ego. We have egos. Hashem doesn't have egos. Yet Hashem wants, praise me, praise me, praise me. Like, come on, this is pretty sick, you know? He needs our praise. Not only that, it's like, we learned this many times. If a little bug, literally a bug, at the other end of the world, has a discussion with another bug, and they tell how great you are, you couldn't care less what the bugs are saying, right? So the relationship between the bug and us is closer than the relationship between us and Hashem. This is limited. We're limited. We're limited. Hashem's infinite. So, L'chaida, why in the world should Hashem care if us bugs, you know, nobodies, are going to go and praise Hashem that He's great? Who cares? I mean, you think Hashem cares?
Isn't it praise?
1 second.
Acknowledging. It's more of acknowledging.
You want to wait a minute? So, the answer is, so this explains all over the place, that it's not that Hashem needs the praise. In Gashmias, when somebody has a hidden talent and you praise them, it reveals that talent. So Hashem says like this, I have chesed, I have kindness, I have rachmanis, I have all these ability to give health, wealth, children. I have that ability to do it. But sometimes I'm not revealing it to you for whatever reason. I'm not revealing it. So when a person praises Hashem, the Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Vanei, you know, all the praises that we do in davening, Halleluka, that. So then that reveals within Hashem that attitude that we're praising Him for. Therefore, it says in the Gemara that before the initial three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, are to, before we ask for personal requests during the week, before we ask for seichel and health and well, and we first praise Hashem. That's the first three brachas, praising Hashem, and the last three brachas are thanking Hashem. That's why they're always universally by every shmonesi of the three and the three. Now, Hashem says like this: I don't need the praise, but when you are aware that I could do it, then you become a vessel for my giving. Again, not chas v'shalom, Hashem has an ego, he needs to be praised. He couldn't care less. Really, you think about it, he couldn't care less. Hashem says, though, when you realize I can give you parnasa, then you become a vessel for me to reveal my parnasa into you. You don't praise me. Okay, you're losing out because I have parnasa. I don't want to give it to you. You don't deserve it for whatever reason. I don't want to give it, whatever. I don't want to give it. You praise me, but you actually reveal that attribute within me. Why? Because you become a vessel by realizing that what?
Just the acknowledgement, it's good for our own sake.
That's what I just said. By the way, that's exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
But I explained why.
No, what I'm saying is that...
Why is the acknowledgement good for us?
Because we have a little appreciation.
And therefore...
We are just happy for that.
We're happy.
And therefore, what happens?
It has nothing to do with what God's feeling.
No, that's not true. That's what causes us to be a vessel for Hashem to reveal His kindness. Okay. First of all, there's two things. Every person does good. Every person does bad. Some people are rewarded for the good in this world, which is temporary. In the world to come, they don't get anything. Some people suffer in this world for the bad they do. In the world to come, they have it beautiful, right? That's number one. Number two, any person that won the lottery big time curses the day they won it. They cursed the day they won it. Their life became destroyed completely. Their life became destroyed completely. Yes. Who says all these famous people, I'm not talking about in Torah greatness or even in secular wisdom greatness. I'm saying all these famous actors and sports people and all that, their lives are miserable. They're actually miserable lives. They get divorced 13 times and get this 12 times and suffer, and the kids are who knows where, and there's no family units, and everybody's all, that's called life. They curse the day they want it.
No exception.
Huh?
All right.
So therefore, is it a blessing?
No.
Who says it's good?
You're talking about
No, you're talking about they get, they don't believe in God, and they're rich, and they're this, and they're that, and that.
In the morning in cold weather. In this world, here. I put the clean here in the gas tube here.
Yeah.
I want to get paid here.
Cash.
With all due respect to all the great people of this show, the Gemara says, Eizel Chacham Horayas HaNeilad. A chacham sees the future. A stupid person, not with all due respect to everybody here. A stupid person thinks of the now. An intellectual, one second. A guy likes a certain food. Loves a certain food. But it makes him really sick. Okay? So he loves it now. What do they say? A minute on the lips is a day, a year on the hips, whatever you call that. The women say that stuff.
Okay. Hips forever.
Okay, now, so a guy who's a fool will eat the food because right now I want it. Right now it tastes good. Then he'll suffer for a week with a sick stomach, face, whatever. Yeah? Or he'll do something, then God forbid, he'll end up in a hospital. That's a fool. A chacham sees what is the long-term investment. The problem, by the way, it's late, but... You know, one of the major problems in the recent world is They want instant gratification, instant happiness, instant wealth, instant everything. Instant. It got to be, you know, the internet in a second. Years ago, people had to work on things. You know, people used to work on a marriage. Yeah, they used to work on it. That was, yeah, well, it's good. They're not goodbye. You know, I mean, everything instant. That's a fool.
Disposable.
That, but that's a fool. So you're telling me, with all due respect to everybody here, I'm not there. So you say, okay, I'm putting on tefillin. Now I'm putting on tefillin here. I want it now.
Not now. In the olam hazeh. The olam hazeh. Not now. In the long term.
Not finished yet. He wants the blessing in his dalai lama.
That blessing. What are you talking about?